Psalm 119.
With my whole heart I cry, "Answer me, O Lord." I will keep your statutes. I call to you, "Save me that I may observe your testimonies." I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever.
Today's devotion. Wholehearted prayer. What is your usual posture of prayer? When was the last time you prayed with all your heart, pleading, longing, and hopping before God with holy urgency? I remember a time when our church gathered for 24 hours of prayer. People signed up for time slots through the day and night, forming an unbroken chain of intercession. We came together, held hands, and sought God's divine intervention with one heart and one voice. That kind of wholehearted prayer, which was fervent, focused, and full of faith, is what the psalmist describes here. The psalmist cries out to God for deliverance, possibly from persecution. His prayer is not casual or half-hearted. Instead, it is defined by deep emotion and spiritual intensity. With my whole heart I cry, "Answer me, O Lord." His devotion is anchored in God's word. His hope is sustained by the promises he meditates on day and night. The psalmist reminds us that the more intimately we dwell upon God's word, the more naturally and confidently we can speak to God in prayer. The psalmist not only prays, he also watches for an answer. His faith is active. He looks expectantly to see how God will respond. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. Even through the night, his mind lingers on Scripture, allowing God's truth to steady his heart amid uncertainty. At the core of his prayer is a humble dependence on God's heesed, God's steadfast love. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. The psalmist does not appeal to his own merit, but to God's mercy. We, too, live by that same grace. It is God's loving kindness that revives us, sustains us, and enables us to reflect his goodness in our own lives. Surrounded by those who disregard God's word and persecute him, the psalmist holds fast to this truth. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. Though the wicked may seem close, God is closer still. His nearness brings peace and assurance that his word stands firm forever. This closing verse reveals a mature faith, a faith shaped by long experience. Long ago, I have known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. God's word is unchanging and eternal, like a mountain unmoved by time or trial. Those who pray and meditate upon it find stability and strength even in the darkest hours. The psalmist's example invites us to examine our own prayer life. Do we approach God with divided hearts or with wholehearted devotion? Do we allow his word to shape our prayers and our waiting? Perhaps God is calling you to rekindle your passion for prayer, to rise early, to linger in the night watches, or to return to Scripture not as a duty but as your lifeline. When prayer and Scripture meet, faith is revived, hope is renewed, and hearts are anchored once again in the steadfast love of God. Let us pray. Dear God, you are near and your word is truth. Teach me to pray with all of my heart, not divided, not out of habit, but out of a true passion for you. Revive me according to your steadfast love, that my hope may rest firmly in your promises. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.